Today's topic, now you're cooking. How the indoor range and oven game has changed over the past few years and what it means for the future of appliances. All right, guys, as you know, COVID has changed a lot of things, and I think there's been kind of a movement back towards cooking and spending a little bit more time at home preparing your own meals. And especially with the younger generation, I think they're finding some joy in the art of cooking again. And, it's kind of a generation of learning something or seeing something on YouTube. Maybe they're watching influencers, whatever the case may be, and seeing them prepare meals, and then they want to be able to recreate that experience as well. In addition to that, we've seen a huge decline in restaurants and all that kind of stuff, just with the challenges of not only going through COVID, but staffing issues. You know, a lot of these places are only open a couple days a week or for set hours. And so that's kind of forced people to think, maybe I gotta prepare more meals at home. And so our appliance manufacturers are stepping up their game and creating products with more features, more opportunities for you to really create a high-end quality meal and get different results out of your cooking than your standard old-fashioned oven that you just throw in, set at 350, and wait an hour and cook your food. So we're going to talk about some of these innovations that are working its way in and really dive deeply into one appliance in particular, your home range and oven. All right, so let's begin. Let's talk about some of the innovations that are cooking up in homes. Pardon the pun, by the way, but that was just way too easy. All right, let's talk about this first. So one of the things that has gotten very popular over the past couple of years, and you know, many of us have these portable or very small air fryers. And they're nice. I have one, and quite honestly, my wife and I and my daughter, we use it all the time now. It's actually very easy, and it does a nice job on certain things. But with many homes, especially newer homes, you don't want all these appliances cluttering up your countertops, or you just don't have all the cabinet space to store these things, and you want to keep pulling it in and out of cabinets just to use it. So instead of having a small air fryer, a lot of these new ovens have a built-in air fry option, and that will allow you to get that same kind of experience, getting things kind of warm and crispy without deep frying them. Obviously, it's a little healthier, and it creates a really nice cooked food very quickly. So the air fryer option is something that a lot of ovens are now putting in as a optional feature so that people can avoid having the countertop type appliance. And the other thing is, this is also a way, when you start adding these innovations in, it's a way for people that have an oven that probably works just fine. It kind of motivates them, like, well, maybe it's time to upgrade. Most of the time, people don't go buy an oven just because, there's broke, right? These things last a pretty long time, and most people, quite honestly, don't use them as often as they did even, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. So I think that's a big reason too, is in order to drive more sales, you have to add some innovation in. Okay, the next item that you're going to see in an oven or a range that is a newer option but very popular is the steam cook option. And obviously, this is something that's done more in higher end type of restaurants and things like that, where you steam cook your food. Now, this requires providing water. So some of these do have a place where you can add water to it. But ideally, if you really want to use this and have it be a integral feature, you're going to want to add a water line in. That way, it can pull water on demand. The last thing you want to do is be steam cooking something and run out of water, and you're not there to, take care of that issue, and all of a sudden your food is ruined. And especially if you're steam cooking something, most likely it's a higher end fish or poultry or meat or something that you want, and you're going to ruin it. So definitely something that you're seeing a lot more of, and people want that steam cook option, and it's also very healthy as well. Okay, next thing that is a really big innovation in cooking is the integration of technology. And so one of the neat presentations I had recently, this is through GE and their monogram, And this is not an endorsement or anything for them. They're not a sponsor, but I had a nice little product demonstration with them. And what's cool about the Monogram line is they have the Smart HQ app, and it does all sorts of really cool things. So this is almost several categories in one, but it's got voice control, so you can, you know, use Alexa or Google, hey, you know, set my oven to, you know, 375. So you can tell it while you're driving on your way home. You can be upstairs in the bathroom and decide that you want to cook something, get the oven fired up so that, you know, it's already ready to go when you get into the room. So that's obviously very nice, and you can make adjustments on the fly. A lot of these have the app too, where you can get notifications. So let's just say you don't want to be sitting in front of your stove for 15 minutes waiting for it to finish up, or having to be nearby waiting for the beeper. This is an app, so you can have the app notify you. So you could be out gardening in the yard, and all of a sudden you get a notification, you know, your meal will be done in 2 minutes or whatever you want to set it to. And you can get the notification, you can go inside and pull your meal out and not worry about it. The other thing that's really cool with the Smart HQ part of this is that they have built-in recipes. And then you can also download these recipes. And it's been studied too. So what's really nice is it's not just like, well, you know, the suggested thing for baking chicken is, you know, 350 for whatever time based on weight, right? That's the old school way of doing it. What they have done is they've literally put these appliances in kitchens with chefs, and they've cooked, I think they said that several hundred of every type of item, and tried different things to find the optimal way to make something. And then what a lot of these appliances do, and this is the next part of it, is bring in the internet part of it and have these connected to the internet, and you download updates or you download recipes, and then you literally just punch it in and it will cook it ideally for you. So for example, a whole chicken, it actually has a very specific program that it'll run, and it'll do things from, okay, here's exactly how we want to bring the temperature up. Then you put the chicken in, and then we're going to, you know, cook the inside for a while, and then we're going to turn the heat up and kind of crisp the outside, and then we're going to gently bring it back down, make sure we get the internal temperature. And I mean, it literally creates a cooking cycle for each piece of food from a gourmet chef, so you can replicate the same procedure that a gourmet chef is doing. So that's really, really amazing, and it's transformative for cooking food. One example that they had recently is last year, about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, they released a major update. And of course, they put in a turkey setting because they were finding a lot of people were Googling and looking up, you know, how do I cook a turkey? What's the best way to prepare a turkey? They're like, well, why don't we have this setting? So they created the turkey setting, and it had an optimal setting based on the weight and everything. And it helped you perfectly cook a turkey. So really neat stuff. And not only utilizing, you know, a laboratory to test the actual equipment, but then utilizing the internet and finding out what people are searching for and saying, okay, how do we do this better? What's the best way to do this and make it turn out really good so that you don't have to be the experiment? Because, I mean, let's be honest, like, we're not going to sit there and make the same food 100 different times in different ways and throw half of it out because it doesn't taste right. We don't have the time, or it'd be very expensive to do that. So they've done that work for you, which is pretty cool. So I really like that. I think that's fascinating what they've done. And, you know, like I mentioned, the innovation of downloading recipes, I think that's a big thing. And so a lot of these new appliances, especially the Wi-Fi and the smart appliances, what's cool about them is they have updates, and you want to put these updates in, and it keeps these things from being obsolete. They're literally adding cool features and updates. I know one of the features they added was based on feedback from customers that they didn't like that the screen went blank. It was an energy saver mode, and they couldn't see the clock. So they put a software update in where they had a feature where I think there was still a small clock in it, but the rest of the screen went, you know, dark or something like that. So they're able to actively improve the product while you're using it, which is just amazing. So I thought that was really cool. We talked about the test labs a little bit, and I think that's really an interesting concept with these things. So it's not just, hey, does this thing get to the right temperature and hold it? Okay. That's like 101 appliances, right? This is a whole nother level of saying, let's figure out the optimal ways to cook all sorts of different things that people like to eat. Now, here's another innovation that I think is really cool, and it's a scan-to-cook option. And this is for the people that just are a disaster in the kitchen, right? A lot of products that you make that are prepackaged, you know, have a barcode on it. So now what they're doing is they're taking the barcode and they're finding more uses for it than just saying, hey, this is the product, this is the price. This will download information. So there's a little camera either on the outside or the inside of the appliance. You just scan the box of the item that you're cooking. So think of frozen pizza. And there's all sorts of different brands. So they all have their different ways that you want to cook them. Some are, you know, what, 400, some are 450, you know, some are 15 minutes, some are 5 minutes, whatever. There's all sorts of different ways to cook these pizzas. So you find the optimal setting that the manufacturer recommends of that pizza, scan the box, and it automatically sets the oven, tells you when to put it in, tells you when to pull it out, and cooks it perfectly for you. And it's not just pizza, it's all sorts of different foods. So if you're buying like a frozen entree, I don't buy many of these, so I'm probably not the best person to talk about this, but like a Stouffer's thing or something like that. Or think of a big box store too, like a Costco. You know, a lot of times they have those things. If there's a barcode on it, it will integrate and pull the right cooking instructions for you. So you don't even have to read the box. You just scan it and go. Talk about a millennial and Gen Z dream right there. I don't want to take time to read. Why can't my phone do this? Why can't my computer do it? Well, there you go. We're doing it for you. Another thing that these appliances have that are changing the cooking game is internal cameras. So it can actively, you know, sense things, or again, with an app, you can be out in the yard sitting on the patio on a really nice sunny day, and you can actually get like a little spy cam of your food cooking and be like, oh, look, it's browning just perfectly. It looks like I got more time. So you can literally, like, it kind of sounds creepy, like you can like spy on your food, but that's one of the things that it does. But it can also be used, again, to sense certain things. So the internal camera might be able to be looking at that whole chicken in there and say, hey, it's really browning on the top. We're gonna dial that heat down a little bit and just cook internally now. So I think that's really pretty cool as well. All right, the last two, now you're cooking innovations for ranges and ovens is obviously, this has been around for a while, but I still think it's you know, transformative and important for a lot of people, is they have the two-section oven. So having an upper section, smaller section, and a lower section so you can cook independently, different temperatures. And also for holidays and things like that, you can throw the big turkey in the bottom and you can put your smaller dishes up above and keep them warm while you're waiting for the food to be ready, or, you know, cook things independently. So you can throw your pie in there and cook your pie while you've got your turkey cooking. And a couple of advantages to that besides just having the different temperatures and having the ability to get more stuff in there. But the other, you know, I think advantage of that is, you know, like, again, think you're cooking a turkey. There's a certain aroma that comes from cooking that turkey. You know, you throw a pie in there and all of a sudden it's going to start smelling like turkey. So now you've got a separate section that's vented and you can put that in there and it's not going to absorb the smells and things like that. And that all affects the taste and the quality of your food at the end of the day. So the end result is you're getting, I think, a better output, better product and tastier food when it's all said and done. And last but not least is the induction cooking as well. And this is actually, there's a couple things here, and I missed one, but let's talk about the induction first because I just teased that up. But the induction cooking is basically a really safe way to cook. It also makes it very clean. So you use a special set of pans that's magnet-based. And so when you turn the burner on, if you're not using the proper pan, there will be no heat generated. You can literally turn this burner on, leave it on, put your hand on it, and it'll feel room temperature. But then you put this special pan on, creates the induction and the heat. So also, if a sauce or something spills out onto the surface of the burner, it will not cook. It will not crust onto the top of that surface because it doesn't have that induction. You need that pan in order for it to work. So I think that's obviously a nice feature. It's also a safety feature. So you got a hot stove, you turn it off, you pull the pan off, and all of a sudden, you know, little Johnny comes trucking through the kitchen, touches his hand on the stove, he won't burn his hand. So obviously some neat benefits to the induction. But we also have these smart pans too. So some of these pans have a sensor in them, like a Bluetooth sensor. And they will work with the gas flame on the stove. And you can, it'll automatically, you know, communicate with the stove if you're trying to achieve a certain temperature. Gas is, a lot of people like to cook with it, but it can be a little bit more volatile as far as the temperature and things like that. This can literally sense and say, hey, you want to keep this thing at, you know, 310 degrees or 280 degrees, whatever it is. It'll monitor it and actively turn the flame up and down as needed with that little sensor in the pan. Now, obviously, you got to invest in some fancier pans and things like that. But then Bluetooth sensors, now you can use that to connect to your smart appliance, and then that can go onto the internet and do all sorts of other crazy things for you. So you can see how this is all kind of coming together, coalescing, and creating these amazing high-end cooking experiences. So even a very novice cook can create a very nice meal. They're using good ingredients and then using all this technology to help them along the way. And that is why you are cooking now in your kitchen. So I think this is fascinating. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this topic, enjoyed some of these innovations that are coming out, and a little deeper dive into this particular type of product and what's going on there. So if you did, please do me a favor. Give us a 5-star review. Write a short comment about what you love about the Home Building Hero so more people find the programming. We just released an episode recently. It had almost double the number of listeners in a couple hour period instead of over, you know, 2-3 days. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for supporting. We are growing and shooting back up again, which is great. And I am I'm just tickled pink that you guys continue to listen and support the program. And I'm going to be heading to DC very soon and doing some lobbying, and I'll probably have some economic and some political updates as well about the building industry coming down the line. So look forward to sharing that with you guys as well.